welcome to today's podcast. My name is Liz Jansen, and my guest today is Doris DeFrancesco Marino. Dora is talking to us from Ottawa, and Dora is one of the most actively involved people in motorcycling that I'm personally aware of. So we're going to talk about that today and about why she does what she does, how she's involved, and then how you too can be involved if that's something you'd like to do. So welcome, Dora.
Thank you, Liz, for having me on.
You could be spending your time out riding motorcycles. I'm sure maybe that's what you'd want to do. You ride with the Motormaids, you ride with some other groups, but instead you're involved with Ontario Road Riders Association, the Women Riders Council of the Motorcyclist Confederation of Canada, and SOAR. You're doing, and that's a lot of advocacy work that you're doing. So why do you do that when you could be out riding?
Well, I think it's important that as a rider, there's awareness on the road that we're out there. And, a lot of my friends within the community, they've had those close calls on the road. And so I joined the Society of Ottawa Area Riders, and really our mandate was to talk about local events, but it sort of evolved into something else, and we wanted to be more active in the community and speak to motorcycle awareness. Now, May traditionally is Motorcycle Awareness Month, and so we thought, well, how can we sort of, speak to the public about being aware of motorcycles on the road? You know, I'd love to be riding now, but as you know, we have snow on the ground and it's like 17 below. However, in the springtime, when the roads are all clear, the sand is off the roads, motorcycles are going to be out there. And we want the public to know that, we're sharing roads with them, and they sometimes tend to forget. So it's an awareness program. It's educating the public motorcycles, share the road.
So who was part of that initial, this is how many seasons now? This is your second?
We're coming into our third season of motorcycle awareness. The first year we partnered, our major partner is the Ministry of Transportation.
And that's a federal ministry?
Yes. And Ontario Road Riders Association. So a group of us in Ottawa, and SOAR is not a motorcycle group. It's a group of motorcycle clubs. And so we sort of sat around the table and thought, okay, we want to do something. We don't have any money. Where do we start? So I first thought, I'm going to go to the city of Ottawa to see if they have a program on motorcycle awareness and what is it all about. And they didn't. So I went to the Ministry of Transportation and I emailed that department and asked the question, where do I find on your website anything to do with motorcycle awareness? Well, the response back was, we don't have a program. But we do have a partnership program, which is called Road Safety Partnership Grant Program. And he said you could fill out the application and see if it could apply to your group. So I pulled it up and thought, yeah, I think we could do something with this. And so I asked the president of ORA if he could give me some seed money, because whatever money you are able to collect, the ministry will also, if not match, provide some additional funding for the program that you want to put in place. So our goal for the first year was to get the mayor of Ottawa to proclaim May as Motorcycle Awareness Month, to get some stickers out or something visual to promote motorcycle awareness. And what we did was we came up with these bumper stickers that we could put on the back of cars, we could put on doorways, we could leave at the licensing issue offices and that sort of thing. So that really was our first year of promoting the event. Last year, it blossomed. into something really spectacular. The city of Ottawa came back and they said, we'd like to partner with you.
Wow.
And it was at the same time that they had the initiative to speak to motorcycles and safety of motorcycles. So timing is everything, I think. I've come to believe anyway. So they partnered with us. The Ottawa Safety Council partnered with us as well. They came on board. And they provided radio advertising to promote motorcycle awareness. The city of Ottawa, in fact, created road signs for us.
Wow.
Absolutely. And they actually posted them up from May to likely, it was the end of the season. And these five, and I call them billboards, will actually be placed again this year. We also, with our funding, we were able to go on the back of the buses. So we have 40 bus backs, both in English and in French. Remember, we're in Ottawa. And so we posted our message on the back of the buses. We have a billboard also that promotes motorcycle awareness. And that goes from May until the sign company, Pattison Signs, who have been phenomenal with us, they gladly put them up if there isn't an advertiser that's available for that time at a reduced rate because we're a nonprofit group. The other thing that was pretty incredible last year and this year was the Senators' a hockey arena. They actually, you know, put our message out at the home games during the halftime show. So that's an even greater audience.
Yeah.
There's a great partnership that we have with the president of the Hog Chapter in Ottawa and the owner of Affinity Productions, who produced 3 30-second public service announcements. And we've converted those to YouTube. And we've launched them virally as well. The beauty of this whole thing, I think, in you know, the way I think about it, is the poster child that's on our decal in the back of the buses is an instructor, a motorcycle instructor herself. Her name is Lucy LaFlamme. The people that are in our PSAs are motorcyclists and bikers in the community. So they have real life stories to tell. So it's really, been surreal. To make this program go, the Ministry of Transportation, have been an awesome partner to work with, I have to say.
And you're working with a federal ministry. I mean, this isn't just like, you know, a local place where somebody already knows who you are and, you know, supports your cause. This is a federal ministry.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Glenn Murray, as a matter of fact, I wrote to him personally and asked if he would participate in proclaiming May as Motorcycle Awareness Month.
And he's the minister.
Yes, and he's gone a little bit further than that. He's actually, to my surprise, I'm a little resourceful in that, you know, if I don't have the answer, I'm going to ask the question, and sometimes a little too bold is what I've been told. But I start
It's getting results.
It's getting results, but I start my conversation with everybody knows someone that rides a motorcycle, and it could be your sister, it could be your neighbor, it could be the person that works at the next desk to you, and we all want them to arrive home safely. And what better way to do this than by raising awareness? Canadian Tire last year also, I made the request to them. I said, basically, we don't want any funding, but what we want you to do, if you can, is to raise awareness during the month of May for motorcycles. And if you could do that in the gas stations in the Ottawa area, gee, I'd be really appreciative of that, or along the 401. Well, they came back and they said, we think it's worthwhile. We're going to put it at all the gas stations across Canada.
Wow.
And so they did. I provided some graphics, and they actually came up with their own, you know, motorcycle awareness campaign. So kudos to Canadian Tire. We're motorcyclists. We buy gas, and I'm sure that they want us to arrive home safely. It's all a win-win for everyone. This year, we've gone to the CAA. They're going to also partner with us and put us on their social network through the website and Twitter, and hopefully we'll be in their magazine in the spring and summertime. We've gone to the cinemas because we definitely want our reach to go beyond that, and we'll be doing some advertising pre the whatever movie we'll be playing in the city of Ottawa, and working with other gas stations as well to promote our PSAs, our YouTube PSAs. So it's going to be an exciting year for 2014. It has been. We're sort of still, you know, riding on a cloud.
Well, yeah. I mean, this has started, you know, so recently, and it's blossomed so much. It's like unbelievable, the involvement. And now it's really national from what you've started as a local club, a local group of clubs.
Well, I've been told, Jose, from the Ministry of Transportation has told me that we're the only group that, you know, the little city of Ottawa is the only group, or SOAR, actually.
And that SOAR stands for?
The Society of Ottawa Area Riders.
Okay.
It's obviously gone beyond that, but we're the only group that has ever questioned or posed a question about motorcycle awareness and safety that she knows of. So hopefully more cities and more groups will come on board, because it's certainly an important issue. You know, there's so many other distractions on the road. We're a vulnerable, you know, form of transportation. You know, if you're in a car and you T-bone another car, you're hitting a bumper. But as you know, if you T-bone a motorcyclist, they don't have a bumper. It's
right.
Their body you're going to be T-boning. So it's really important that we all get home safe.
Last year you had, you met, it was like a rally out at City Hall. And how was that? How did that go?
That went really well. We had actually the Motorcycle Confederation of Canada attended, Ontario Road Riders attended, the Ministry of Transportation attended. Of course, the mayor proclaimed May as Motorcycle Awareness and Safety Month. We had gathered over 100 motorcyclists in the community to come and to do the launch, and it was just a great day. Just a great day. It rained a little, but that doesn't stop a motorcyclist from doing anything.
Nah.
It was a wonderful event. This year, we're going to launch it at a local venue. It's the Rideau-Carlton Raceway, where they have on Wednesday evenings a car classic and motorcycle show. So we'll have a greater audience. We're hoping to line up the mayor, and we're also hoping that maybe, you know, Minister Glenn Murray might show up. But you never know. We certainly have the support in everything that we're doing. So we're grateful for that.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So if somebody wants to get involved in their local community, how do they get started?
I think the first thing that they should do is either contact the Minister of Transportation or email them, because the program is available. Actually, it's perfect timing now before their fiscal year end, which is March 31st, to make their application. And as I said, the program is called a Road Safety Partnership Grant Program. And there will be a representative within their area in the marketing, advertising, sponsorship group that will provide them with the application and offer assistance as well. They're not going to let you sort of go with it. They'll give you some recommendations as to, you know, where you should go for funding. Because as I said, we started with some seed money, which was $800 from the Ontario Road Riders Association. We've gathered approximately $16,000 so that we could spend on bus backs and billboards and decals and giveaways and brochures that we hand out, which translates in kind to over $68,000.
Wow.
of marketing and media.
Yeah.
So we're on Facebook, we're on the website, As you know, I Twitter.
Yes.
I tweet, and we're trying to go as viral as we can.
Excellent. I'll put all links, all these links that you've mentioned. I'll put them in the copy on this blog in the notes that we have, so people can watch them and also watch your YouTube.
Yes. Essays. Yeah. Well, Liz, you're a great supporter of ours, so we appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What's the response been like from the writing community?
It's been great. You know, they see our T-shirts. We also have T-shirts that say "Keep an eye out for motorcycles," with our SOAR emblem at the front. So we've been trying to also sell those to raise more funds so that we could do more in our community and beyond. The response has been great. People have been buying our T-shirts. They can't wait to put the decals in the back of their cars for the season. We have them in both English and in French. Just to make, you know, the road users aware that we're going to be out there in the springtime. So response has been great. People have been wanting to volunteer to help out. And, you know, yeah, so it's been great. It's been great.
It's probably too soon to tell if there's been a change in the number of accidents or injuries that are happening with motorcycles. This would be the true sign, I guess, if the awareness program is working. Are there any plans to track those?
We will be tracking them with the City of Ottawa and with the Ministry of Transportation. They have given us, provided us with some statistics, but you know, we're working on 2011 and 12 statistics. So
yeah,
in the next few years, we'll be able to track, and hopefully we've made a difference. You know, things happen. We know that. But hopefully the campaign will work, not only in our city, but you know, across the country.
And there's lots here, you know, a lot of the people that will be watching and listening to you are from outside of Canada too. And so these things can be applied to, you know, wherever you're living. It just may be, you know, we may call people different things, like they're congressmen or women.
Absolutely.
Or whatever, but, you know, the principles are the same. Look what you're doing there and look what can be done with just a few committed people. And hopefully you get some chance to get out there and ride as soon as the weather turns nice, Dora.
Oh, I always get my opportunity, Liz. I have a great group of ladies that I love to ride with, and we definitely will be getting out there.
Okay. Dora, if somebody is thinking about starting something like this in their community, can they contact you, or how can they contact you for guidance?
Oh, absolutely, they can contact me. In fact, I have received an inquiry as to how we do the things that we do, and I've from, I think it was Northern Ontario, and I sent him the information, and I even sent him a copy of the application. I'd be happy to speak to anybody. You can email me at ottawasoar@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to help in any way that I can.
Okay, thanks very much, because we all know it doesn't matter where in the world we are, navigating the bureaucracy and the red tape and getting to where we, you know, want to be can sometimes be, you know, hard, especially if we're not doing it all the time. So,
absolutely.
Thanks again. Thanks for taking the time, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Liz. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.